This is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
We're live. Hello, everybody. Good evening. It is 9/9/19. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower. I want to thank everyone for joining us. This has been an adventure for me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm just jumping with joy as much as I can without getting all messed up here. Let me tell you, I've done videos for the past 4 years, and I've done videos before that, but I'm so excited to be here. This has been such a blessing for me to have this opportunity to stand here, to do this, to have my own show, Firepower with Will Johnson. I have sponsors. InfoWarsStores.com is sponsoring me. I'm so excited, and we have other sponsors that are sponsoring me as well. I'm so excited to be a part of this, and I'm really excited that you're a part of this as well, and you're watching right now on band.video. We're going to have it shown in various other places in the near future, but right now you can watch it there. I'm really excited, like I said. For me, this adventure, God brought me to this place. God brought me here. And without God, I would not be here. And without your prayers, I would not be here. God listens to all of our prayers. And because of your support, of you giving me encouragement, and God pushing me, God leading me to here is why I'm here today. I'm so thankful. I'm so excited. We have a beautiful lineup tonight. We have ABL. He's going to come on with me tonight, and also with Kevin's Corner. And we're going to talk about various things. We're going to talk about how the left is race baiting with Donald Trump, as they're always doing. And we're going to talk about how the lies that are coming out of the left. And Tom Pepper, he's going to be on with me as well. He's going to be guest hosting. I'm so excited about it. So we're looking forward to engaging with people as much as possible in the future. I plan on doing so much more. We're going to be so creative here that people are going to have to tune in just to see the crazy stuff that we're doing. The crazy good stuff, of course. So with all of that said, like I said, God brought me to this position, and I pray that God uses me to put out his word, put out his message. It's not about what Will Johnson wants. It's not about what Will is trying to do. It's about what God wants. It's about what God wants for this country. And I truly believe that God gave us all a second chance when we were able to elect President Trump. That just shows that God listens to our prayers. And because we have God on our side, we cannot lose. That's why President Trump keeps winning. And the left can't stand it. So, again, Firepower News. Firepowernews.com is the website. The website is being updated constantly. You're going to see more articles, more videos. And as the days and the weeks and the months and the years progress, you're just going to see so much, and you're going to see the growth. And like I said, I'm pleased and I'm honored and I'm thankful to be here. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. How much time do we have? Are we good? Yeah. One more minute. So I'm trying to count down the time here, making sure I don't run over. So my producer standing over here, I got an awesome team. I've been blessed with an awesome team behind us. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and take it on in. I'm going to take it on in. You know what? The team, the crew that's here, they on this journey with me, I'm just so excited, and I can't wait to show you what we have coming. I can't wait. I'm so excited. My name is Will Johnson. This is FirepowerNews.com. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful time to be alive. President Trump, thank you. I want to say thank you to the people working here, all of the people that's participated. This is a journey that we're all going to be on together, and it's so amazing. I want to thank you. Band.video. Please share that link on all the social medias you can right now, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Periscope, on Facebook, on all of the social media that you know. Band.video, and tell them to watch Firepower. All right, we're going to be right back after this. We're going to have Tom Pepper on with me. See you in a minute. God bless.
people, real politics. This is Firepower.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. Thank you. This is day one, the first day of the episode. We have a jam-packed show for you tonight. We've been talking about everything that we're going to do. Tom Papper is going to be on with me. He's going to be guest hosting with me. Tom is very good. If you haven't heard him speak, you really got to check him out. He's on top of his game, and he's going to be joining me here. So right now we're trying to get some, we look like we have a little few issues, but you know what? That's the way it happens. That's the way it works. I'm grateful to be here. Let me, you know what? I have an article while we're waiting. I have an article here that, was sent to me, by one of the crew members here. And this is a protester in Paris. This protester in Paris, he is posing a solution to the horrible black on black violence in South Africa. Now, the solution, I purposely didn't say the solution because I kind of want to, it's amazing what they're saying. You know, I'm just go ahead and say it. The black on black violence in South Africa, this is a protester in Paris saying that the solution to that is he's urging people to kill white people instead. This is a black African from South Africa. He's urging, he's actually in Paris though, but he's telling people to stop killing black people, to stop killing black people and start killing white people. How does that fix the issue? How does that solve anything? Do you expect white people to sit idly by while they just start killing you? You're stupid if you do. And I'm wondering, because, you know, this is like a leftist way of thinking. The left are so demonic, they're so evil in their thinking. I'm willing to bet they would be happy to roll this over in Chicago. Because, you know, the black on black crime in Chicago is at the all time high. I think the weekend before last, 43 people were shot. I forget how many were killed. And the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. Why? Because that is what the plan is. That is the agenda of the Democrats. You know, it's amazing that the Democrats constantly come up with these new ways of keeping black people in rat infested conditions. And for year after year, it has been working. They have been successful with it. LA, the homelessness is at an all time high. Oakland, San Francisco, Baltimore, these people, the Democrats, what I'm talking about, they want black people, and not just black people, pretty much anybody, but they progressively go after black people to have black people live in these rat infested conditions. And it's every single Democrat ran city. Why is that? Not some of them, not a few of them, but all of them. That's what's happening right now in the United States of America. These people, the way they think, the information that they push across, and this article that I got was from Infowars.com. This article that I'm talking about, if you go to Infowars.com, you can see this article is on there right now. You know, they're talking about, because apparently the violence has been taking place over the past few weeks in South Africa. But why target white people? Because you have other people that are not getting it and other people killing other people simply because they're black. How is it that you don't even have the mainstream media talking about this? Why? I'm telling you why. Well, maybe the mainstream media will talk about this, because I truly believe, because they constantly say that white people are the problem. So I wouldn't be surprised if they start talking about it. That's what's happening in the United States of America right now, where we have people going. So we have a clip on this. Let's bring that clip up. And I want you to hear this monster, this demonic demon, calling to kill white people simply as a solution for black people to stop killing black people. Let's play that clip. All right. It's coming. Almost there. Now you have to, he's a monster.
xenophobia must stop. Okay. If you want to do xenophobia, okay, right, start to kill white people, start to kill Chinese people, start to kill Asian people. Don't kill your brother. Don't kill your brother. We are all black.
They're cheering because they're talking about killing white people. How do you cheer for that?
Kill your fellow brother.
How do you cheer for that? Seriously? You're seriously going to cheer tomorrow? Oh, yeah, it's killing white people. It just sounds like the liberals here. Yes, white people are bad. White people are so bad. They don't ever want to talk about how white people have helped so many black people in this country. They don't want to talk about that because as soon as you start talking about the white people that actually has helped black people, majority of the time, these white people happen to be Republicans, conservative Christians. More than half the time. But see, they don't want people to recognize that. Why do you think that they're attacking President Trump the way they are? Because President Trump, being who he is, a white man that's helping Americans and black people are benefiting, guess who they have to go after and call racist? Of course, President Trump. They want to call President Trump racist simply because he's helping black people. And he's not going out directly to black people saying, hey, black people, I'm going to do this for you to help you. Now, the Democrats, they would do that. They've constantly been doing that. The Democrats have been race baiting forever. We're going to talk about race baiting during this show. We're going to talk about how the Democrats have been controlling black people during this show for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about what we should do and possibly things we can do. One thing I know that we can do right now. Right now, you need to find the congressperson running in your state that's on the House of Representatives and the Senate. You need to find that Republican. And I'm not saying Republicans are all peachy because a lot of them get on my nerve because a lot of them are weak in the knees that have no backbone when it comes to supporting President Trump. But dadgummit, they're a lot better than these Democrats. They're 10 times better. If that says a lot, that says a lot. That's pretty scary, actually. But anyways, you need to find the Republican that's running in your district, and you need to support that Republican. Now, how else do we do this? We can't constantly depend on the Democrats because the Democrats put out good talking points. They've been putting out good talking points forever. And for some reason, you still have black people believing these talking points from the Democrat Party. So, like I said in the open monologue, we're going to have on some wonderful guests. One is ABL. He's an internet political activist, huge on YouTube, huge on Twitter, huge just all across these platforms. And also we're going to have on Kevin's Corner. He's going to be on with us. And it's just amazing that there's so many people waking up to what the Democrats are doing. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. One thing we need to do as Americans, we need to get on fire for this country. We need to get on fire for God. Because if we don't get on fire for 2020, we're going to lose. Do you hear me? We're not going to only lose the last decent president this country will ever have. We're going to lose our freedoms. You don't have to believe me now, but see what happens when President Trump is not elected in 2020. See what happens. All it's going to be is I remember somebody was saying that if President Trump is not reelected, that we're going to lose our freedoms. And you're going to be like, I can't remember who that was. Why? Because we're all going to be off of every single platform. It's going to be worse than Nazi Germany. You see how they've done Alex Jones over there on Infowars.com. You see how they've done him on all these socialist media platforms. You think that they're not going to come for you? Do you think they're going to say, oh, you're safe because you may post an article or you may post a video, share something every now and then? No, you're not safe at all. No, you're not safe at all. They're going to come for you. You better believe it. Believe me. My name is Will Johnson. This is Firepower News. We'll be back after this brief message. God bless. people are still being censored. The shadow banning's taking place. Why is Google trying to change the outcome of the 2020 election?
You're approaching me.
Trump's supposed to be racist. Why he treating us all nice like that?
You know, I'm going to give you a hug because I appreciate you.
If he's not your president, then you're an illegal resident.
If you're pro-American, if you're pro-Trump, then that goes against their community standards. I like triggering liberals. And I like triggering them with facts. I mean, I'm serious. It's becoming an issue.
Why do you put illegals ahead of Americans? Time to go. Don't touch me.
Just because you have some idiot that went out there and did this horrific crime doesn't mean law-abiding citizens should be penalized for it.
Firepower with Will Johnson. Premieres Monday nights only at band.video.
Welcome back. What an amazing time to be alive. What an amazing time to be alive. All of this stuff that we're seeing, all of the crazy things that's going on in the world. So one of the guys in the control room brought me a better copy of my printout here. If you want to get that on document cam, not that, maybe later on when we get to it. But anyways, let's bring in Tom. Do we have Tom? So Tom is going to be guest hosting with me. Let's bring in Tom. And let's talk about who's on fire. And you know, I think we all agree. President Trump is on fire. He's on fire for this country and he has done so much and the left can't stand it. Do we have Tom? Hey, there he is. How's it going,
there
Tom?
There I am. Great to be here with you, Will, on the inaugural broadcast, and congratulations, my friend. It is a great opportunity to be here and you are doing fantastic.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you on here with me. You know, I mean, it's really good to have, you know, we have different opinions and we talk about the different topics. So, you know what? One of the things is President Trump. And, you know, President Trump is on fire right now. He's on fire for this country. And one of the things he talked about was the unemployment, you know. So we have a video clip, but let me get your take on him talking about the unemployment. And then we'll go into that clip.
You know, I think that unemployment is the biggest issue of our time. It goes back to the 80s. It's the economy, stupid. And the economy right now is doing perhaps the best it has in this nation's history, thanks completely to President Trump. And again, it is just President Trump. We know that he had to force the tax cuts down the throats of both the GOP and the Democrats. He's beset by enemies all around him in the Oval Office. And yet still, this is just what happens, Will, when you have somebody who just loves America. The economy is on fire. China is crumbling. We are securing our place as the global leader for the next century, and it's all thanks to President Trump. I hesitate to think what would have happened had anyone else gotten in, not just Hillary, but any of the other Republicans. I don't know about you.
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, it was scary times. See, President Trump went up against 17 different Republicans at the time. And now he's getting ready. Well, at first, I think it was like 25 different Democrats and they're, you know, the clowns. And, you know, every time they start to fall off and Tulsi Gabbard and all of them just, you know, just still sticking with the Democrats, even way they're getting done up. So we have this video clip. If the guys can play this video clip, it's going to be number 13 where President Trump is talking about the unemployment, for the American people and specifically, you know, talking about, you know, Black people and just various things. So if we got that clip, let's go to that clip. It's going to be number 13.
It was just announced that we had a record-setting jobs report for the month of August, and African-American jobs were the lowest unemployment rate in the history of our country. Likewise, Hispanic job report just came out. Lowest unemployment rate in the history of our country. The women are doing great. Asians also lowest in the history of our country. It's incredible what's happening. Our economy is strong. Our country is great. We've never been in a better position. More people are working today in the United States than at any time in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. So to all fellow American citizens, I say one simple word. Congratulations.
You know what? That's why the Democrats are after him. They can't stand it. How is it that you're going to have a president and he happens to be white and he's doing something that's benefiting Black people? So they have to call him a racist. I mean, how do we get past this? Because the Democrats constantly say that, you know, we're not going to be racist any longer, but they are racist.
That's exactly right. Well, and they're so angry right now because President Trump has done something for the black community that the first black president wasn't able to do. Bill Clinton wasn't able to do. Jimmy Carter wasn't able to do. LBJ wasn't able to do. All of the great Democrats of the past 100 years haven't been able to lift African Americans out of poverty, get them employed, and get them moving back up in society, which is what we all want, Republican, Democrat. That's what should be the common goal here of raising up all Americans. So they're furious. They're angry. They have nothing left. Russia was a total flop. If you remember, and I know you were there, Will, you were right there with me. In 2015 and 16, it was, oh, he's a racist. Then, yes. Oh boy, we got Russia. Let's say he's a Russian agent for a year and a half. That totally pittered out. And now we're back to square one. He's a racist. And I'm just thankful that I think a lot of voters are waking up to this. It's almost to the point where nobody buys this stuff. The Democrats are just parrots. They're NPCs repeating their programming and nobody's buying it. And thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me bring up another subject here because, you know, we have Nancy Pelosi and she's handing out these subpoenas just like they're candy. Or, you know, the little kids go to the ice cream and they get a whatever ice cream, whatever flavor you want. She's handing them out. So we have a video clip on that. And if we could go ahead and cue that one up, that's going to be number 12. If we can play that, and then I want to get your opinion and your thoughts on it when we come back.
Nancy Pelosi hands out subpoenas like they're cookies. When Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, and Devin, and all these people, when they went to Paul Ryan to get a subpoena because they found the same things that we're talking about, Paul would say, well, let's take it easy. It was impossible. You couldn't get a subpoena. She hands out subpoenas like they're cookies. The Democrats fight a dirtier fight.
They are dirty. So what give me your views on that.
It really is a shame that we were stuck with Paul Ryan for the first 2 years of the Trump presidency. This guy was a total insider, a total member of the GOPE, the GOP establishment or the GOP elite, and he did absolutely nothing. We know now that it's because of him why the wall took seemingly 2 years to even get started on. It was because Paul Ryan promised President Trump if he lets the Democrats and the establishment pass whatever budget they want, then he'll get a wall. Well, now we know that Paul Ryan was blocking subpoenas. He is the reason why people like Hillary Clinton have no punishments for any of the possible crimes they might have committed. He's the reason why we can't even investigate these things. And really, it's even bigger than just Paul Ryan, because we still have how many people who think and act just like him. They're part of the Uniparty. They have no interest in actually getting any of these things solved. They don't want the crimes investigated because they're probably implicated in them too, or they've done similar. They have a vested interest in keeping the Uniparty and the global elite just where they are right now. And I really feel bad for President Trump, and I appreciate that he goes on various shows to make these points, because a lot of people start to lose faith, I think. And I think you and I have seen a lot of this in our circles on social media and elsewhere, Will, mm-hmm. where people are looking at the inaction and it's frustrating. But now we know that President Trump is just as frustrated as we are.
Yep. I think you just hit that nail on the head of the nail. I think you hit it, because I think they're implicated in it as well. That's the reason why they're not doing anything. Someone should be in handcuffs right now. Seriously, Attorney General Barr, put someone in handcuffs. We'll be right back.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name. They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. They said, when it comes to Alex Jones, we need people to scroll and manually find him and manually have to find that video. We're not going to allow that video, if it gets 10 million views, to be on the front of the so-called news carousel.
And in the weeks after the shooting, Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers, alleging that these were merely that these were actors and not real students who had experienced the most horrific thing anyone could possibly imagine.
After just a short time ago, and I'm talking about when this meeting started, on Twitter, if you clicked on the hashtag NYC terrorist attack, which is, quote, trending, marked with a red button saying, quote, live. The top tweet links to an InfoWars story with the headline, Imam, I warned de Blasio about New York City of terror. He was too busy bashing Trump. This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
These lies were more than just false. They were malicious. They were cruel. They incited harassment, physical threats. This stuff is not speech. It's incitement, harassment, defamation. I respectfully suggest whatever your machines are, they're not working.
There was some bad news recently for extreme right-wing conspiracy theorist and bath salts spokesmodel Alex Jones, because it looks like his website InfoWars just lost their war on info.
He suggested the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax and that the September 11th terror attacks were an inside job by the government. I mean, obviously, what he spews is hate and it's abhorrent, but how many folks are on the other side saying freedom of speech?
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. This isn't about Alex Jones or any one person. It's about the central principle of our society, and it's at stake here.
I think it's also worth noting that with respect to Alex Jones, there are probably 1,000 accounts out there that are as bad as Alex Jones.
Censorship does not work. Ideas spread. The good ones, which are rooted in nature and observable reality, take root and they endure. People know what's true. They can smell it. Facebook released its latest enemies list. Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous individuals and banned from Facebook and from its subsidiary Instagram. Alex Jones' company InfoWars was banned as well and described as a dangerous organization. Didn't explain exactly how. How dangerous is InfoWars? Well, Facebook believes it's so dangerous that you can be banned from using the platform, Facebook, just for sharing its content unless you simultaneously denounce it.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Ban.video. 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 That's what you need to share. Share that everywhere. Because we're gonna still fight this. We're gonna continue to fight this. Ban.video. Look, my picture is on there amongst wonderful people. Ban.video. See, they're going after people who's telling the truth or even just questioning the establishment. They're going after people just questioning the establishment. You're not supposed to question anything. Just believe everything that we say. So we still have Tom Peppert on with us, right? So let's bring Tom back in. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a Trump rally going on. Maybe if you can bring the Trump rally up and play some B-roll for us while we're having a conversation here. Tom, ban.video is the solution to all the censorship that's been taking place against all the conservative Christians, Republicans, even some people that's running for political office. They're banning them. They're censoring them. What's really crazy is that Tulsi Gabbard, she's being censored as well, and she's running on the Democrat ticket. It's crazy. So what do you think about ban.video?
Well, I think you're right, Will. It is absolutely the solution. It's how we move past these people. I mean, Matt Drudge went on the Alex Jones show, the forbidden broadcast that we now have to denounce and condemn before we post to Facebook. Matt Drudge went on the Alex Jones show years ago to warn us that exactly this would happen, that if we become dependent on these globalist platforms, they will use them to first segregate us, turn us into internet ghettos, and then to snuff us out completely. And that's exactly what they tried to do to Alex Jones. Jones. However, they forgot about this thing called the Streisand effect. They forgot that Alex Jones has a website. They forgot that now there is a brand new website where all patriots are going to be able to find extremely on point, on target news, band.video. It's extremely, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, obviously they're not thinking of their bottom line. They're not thinking of money when it comes to this because they're obviously, they're going to lose it. They could have been getting who knows how much money from people watching this broadcast, the Alex Jones Show, so many other broadcasts, and instead folks are going to have to go to the brand new link, band.video, to see from the people that they want to hear from. So I really think this is a case of censorship and its logical conclusion, which is an implosion. These platforms are absolutely going to implode without voices like Alex's, without voices like yours, Will, without voices like mine. And I'm excited that band.video exists.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it as well. So let me ask you this. I'm pretty sure you've seen in the news where the liberal media is upset because President Trump talked about the storm, Dorian, going towards Alabama, right? You've seen that, right? So I have a clip that I want to play for you, and we'll come, and then I'm going to get your opinion on it. This is number two. Number two on our playlist. If you can go ahead and cue that one up, and let's play that, and then we'll get Tom's perspective on it.
There are many states that are under threat right now, Derek.
At least six, from the Carolinas right through Georgia coastline into Florida, certainly, and then also even into the Gulf of Mexico, Louisiana, Alabama, 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 Mississippi. You need to be on the lookout.
You see that? Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. That was on CNN talking about it. And let me play this other clip for you. This was number 17, I think it was. No, I'm sorry. That was number 7. Can we play number 2? I think it is. But anyways, they've been like backtracking, trying to make it look like President Trump was the one was saying, "Oh, the storm is going to hit Alabama. Everyone needs to be paying attention, alert. What's going on?" Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. President Trump was just reading the information that was given to him.
That's exactly right. You know, I was actually at a business meeting in the Deep South when the hurricane was approaching, and we were watching CNN, MSNBC, all of them, and they're all saying even Alabama needs to be worried. But, of course, then the hurricane thankfully made a swift turn, didn't end up hitting most of the United States. We pray for the people of the Bahamas. And so President Trump is somehow being attacked. He's under fire because he had the audacity to repeat what was on the mainstream media. I think it really just shows two things. Well, one, these people are thought leaders in the mainstream media on CNN specifically. They think that we have the memory of a goldfish where they will say something repeatedly, even Alabama. The next day, they expect us to have already forgotten so they can then use it against Trump, which gets me to my next point. They will weaponize anything they can against this president. It shows in a way exactly how desperate they are because President Trump was using their own coverage to make his point. Well, they think they have the power to go back in time, change their coverage to make the president look bad. It's really every day I wake up, Will, and I think, well, you know, the mainstream media can't possibly get any more desperate or pathetic than this. And then they prove me wrong.
You think that, but I think that is their agenda. They love doing it. You know, they're like referees. We know we're wrong, but we got to try to convince everyone about the lie. That we're right, and they're not. This is FirePowerNews.com. We'll be back. Back. I want to thank everyone for joining me on this episode. You know, there's a lot of things going in the background, a lot of things that people don't see. And if it can go wrong, it will. But you know what? We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep pushing forward. I'm so thankful to be here. I'm thankful to have Tom Peppert on with me here, guest hosting this very first show. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm thankful to all the people that are in the control room, scrambling around, trying to make things work. They're doing everything they can to try to make me look good as possible. and I really do appreciate all of them. So, Tom, there's a trailer that's coming out, or actually the trailer's already out, but there's a movie that, we had a phone conversation earlier that you wanted to address and you want to talk about it. So I'm going to let you talk about it, and then I come back and I give some of my opinions on it. And I think we're going to have it, maybe we can have it queued up and play some of the B-roll, or can we just play like the first 30 seconds of it? I think, will that give us the gist of it, you think, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. This thing is absolutely abysmal. Let's, whenever the crew is ready, let's go ahead and play this thing. It's an example of how disgusting Hollywood is and what they think of regular American people like myself and like you, Will. It's a stunning display, and it'll get even better. I'll read what the director, producer thinks of it, but it is the most horrifying and disgusting representation of the struggle of the regular working class American person in the 21st century. And then they demonize it. They make it seem like we are all horrible human beings who must be eradicated on top of it. And this comes on the heels of that very famous movie that was just pulled a couple weeks ago that was about the elites murdering Trump supporters. So I don't know if the crew is ready with the clip. Let's go ahead and play it if possible.
Yeah, let's play that.
The greatest threat to our nation is this false sense of diversity. That is the greatest fallacy of the past century.
Today was a pretty rough day for me. I lost a lot of money, and I lost a car, and I lost a job. But everywhere I go, there's illegals, and they're running the show.
Our country, it's shifting, not just in terms of politics or morality, but culturally.
Can't be proud to be white and male anymore. It's not politically correct.
We sometimes record it. All you gotta do is follow the script.
Can you do that, Ronnie? Can you follow the script?
I can't be anything I need to be!
The greatest threat to our nation is the fragmentation of our people.
Does he have access to weapons, guns, knives, anything?
45. Pretty, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
I think that's probably good, crew. I mean, this is what they think of it. So now, just to break this down, there are some major issues raised in this film. You have a young white male who feels as though he has been pushed aside by the country in which he lives. He feels like immigrants are coming in and taking the jobs that he would have been able to use to get a leg up in society. He feels that he has been marginalized, that he has been made to feel other, that he has been made to feel less than, and he is in a very dark place. So what do the showrunners do? Instead of pointing out, you know, maybe these are some societal issues, unchecked immigration for the past 5-6 decades. Maybe these are things we should address. No, the showrunners instead, this is about a radical alt-right. This is about a dark ideology of hate, taking words almost out of Hillary Clinton's mouth, and they use it to demonize and further polarize our society. It's a stunning display of what Hollywood wants this country to become. They want physical violence, where you and me, Will, we're sitting here trying to stop it, and they're egging it on in every way they can.
Absolutely. You know what? They're not getting the violence on the street from conservatives and from white male, white conservative males. They're not getting that footage. They're not getting it. So they're making it up. It's just like, you know, they always make up someone that, they always make up something where you see a swastika on the side of a church, or on the side of a student's door, or in a break room, they put, racist information, but they're the ones that's doing it, and then they turn around and they're trying to blame it on white people when they're the ones that's doing it. And the reason why they're doing it, because white people, conservative Christians, Republicans, they're not doing it. They don't have it, because if they were doing it, they would have video footage of it everywhere. They would say, look, here's another episode of it, or here's another instance of it. But they don't have that. And because they don't have that, they have to come up with these crazy movies like this, trying to make it look like white men want to go get their guns and be crazy and go out and shoot people and be violent, and all of these crazy stuff. They're putting information out on the internet where they're trying to make it look like white people are like this. But that's not the case. They're trying to put out this information, put out this perception that people, white people, specifically white males, live this way.
You're exactly right. It's a fantasy is what this is. The movie, by the way, is called Cuck. That's right. C-U-C-K, Cuck.
Yeah.
It's an absolute fantasy. They want this to be real, when in reality, this alt-right that was created in 2016 and then co-opted by a bunch of insane racists, there's probably 1,500 of them spread out across 50 states. Spread out across the globe, there's probably 1,500 of them. And they're not even these despicable people who you and I would never associate with. Well, even they are not these radical, crazy that are shooting places up. Meanwhile, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, there is a mass shooting level event that happens in the United States every single weekend in the city of Chicago. You know, that's what I would like to see, a gripping fly on the wall documentary that shows the insane levels of violence that happen in America's inner cities.
Yeah, we're probably not going to, especially from CNN. You know what? You think CNN would go set up shop. They would take their camera crew there and go say, hey, we've had X amount of shootings this past weekend. Something needs to be done. But they're not going to do that because that's the model. That's the plan that they have for the rest of the country. Chicago is a pilot program and it's working to the T. And they want to take that same pilot program to other cities in this country. You know, so let's do this. Ron Emanuel, he's all for Medicare and stuff like that. So we have another clip. If we can play this clip, this is going to be number four. Let's go to this number clip because you talk about the immigrants. And you know what? Let's go to the clip and then we'll come back and we'll get Tom's opinion on it.
We've taken a position so far, and the candidates have, through the process, a few have not, about on basically Medicare for All, which is we're going to eliminate 150 million people's health care, and we're going to provide health care for people that just come over the border. That is an untenable position for the general election. As you know, George, I just biked around Lake Michigan, nearly 1,000 miles, through Michigan and Wisconsin, two really important states. Nobody at a diner ran at me and said, take my health care away. Nobody. This is reckless as it relates to, and you don't have to take the position to win the primary, and you're basically literally hindering yourself for the general election.
Really? I mean, how nuttier can these people be? I mean, what is the rational thinking? Where do they get their thought process from?
Well, I think Will, they get their thought processes from CNN, from these major networks. You know, that's really almost the theme of this inaugural episode of Firepower, is that the mainstream media, they've created a second reality where their politicians, some of their sycophants, some of their foot soldiers throughout the country, they all live in this crazy reality where, I mean, we saw a month or so ago, all the Democrats raise their hand and say, yes, my health care plan would include free medical care for illegal immigrants, people who came to this country illegally. Many of them are involved in drugs, crime. Many of them are rapists, not all, but many. This is an alternate reality in which this is a popular thing. I think that the majority of Americans are horrified by this. And the few Democrats that dare to say, maybe let's step back a little bit, they are immediately called racists and Nazis and Trump supporters and all these various pejoratives. But that's really what it comes down to. They've created an alternate reality, and they think they have the ability to do this through the mainstream news, and it doesn't exist. It's falling apart in front of them.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. It's falling apart. And that's the reason why they constantly make up a lie every single day. It's like, who can tell the best lie? You know, and then they're trying to push all of these processes and these policies onto the rest of us, which is going to ultimately end up destroying this nation. I truly believe that the left, they don't care about America. They only care about the power that they have, and they care about keeping people in a certain position where they have to depend on them. This is the state. This is the situation that we're living in. So, hey, Tom, I really appreciate you coming on with me, guest hosting with me. This is absolutely awesome. And I want you on as much as possible, even more, every day if possible, so we can do this. And I really enjoy it. Tell everyone really quick in 20 seconds how they can connect with you.
Well, that's very dangerous saying this on Bandai video, but thank you, Will. It's been a pleasure. I hope to see you tomorrow night. I'm Real at Real GE Trump on Twitter, Got Him for Trump on Facebook, and check out my new website, nationalfile.com.
Awesome, awesome. Great pleasure. Thank you for being on with me. All right, everybody, this is firepowernews.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. We are in the next hour of FirePowerNews.com. I want to thank everyone for participating. Again, band.video. Band.video. Share that link on all of the social media platforms. I like to say the socialist media platforms. So share it on all of them. This is how we get back at them for censoring us. They censor us. We shouldn't have to worry about any of that. So do what you can. Share it everywhere. Band.video. Band.video. So my next guest that I'm going to have coming up is Kevin's Corner. Huge on the internet. I met Kevin at a Black Influence meeting that we had in Arizona. I met Kevin there. I've seen Kevin before then. Kevin has been on Facebook and all the YouTube and all the different social media platforms. He is a black male that supports President Trump and loves this country. And I've had conversations with him. The first time my conversation with him was on Facebook where he put out a thing showing his support for President Trump. And this is before President Trump was elected. I went on to that feed with him and I just showed my support for him for supporting President Trump. And of course, you have black people that don't like the fact that we have people such as myself, people like him, just various many different people that are black that support President Trump. They don't like it. So please go to band.video and share that link. Band.video is so important. This is how we're going to get past all of the censorship with your help. Band.video. One of the other things that you can do is call somebody. Call someone and tell them to go to band.video. Send them a text message. Send them just that link. Band.video. Send them the link. Text them. Band.video. Go check it out right now. Say, Will Johnson is on there right now. And tell them to go to Firepower. And they can see this live right now. This is so awesome. And like I said before, in the beginning, it is such a blessing to be here. It's such an honor to be here. I'm so thankful to be here. This is such a milestone for me. And I have all of these wonderful people back here in the background. They're working here in the control room. They have done so much to make all of this happen. There's people that you don't even see behind me. There's people in different parts of the building, different buildings that have done so much to help out to make it possible for me to be here today. So people, band.video. So like I said, Kevin's Corner, he's coming up with me next. We're going to talk about how President Trump is supporting the black community, how President Trump has done what he's done for the black community versus what Obama has done versus what the Democrats have done. That's what they don't want people to know about. They want everyone to believe that there are no black people that are supporting President Trump. And I'm going to have video clips from this past weekend where it talked about with Van Jones. He had people, he went to a barbershop and he talked to different black people and made sure that all these black people were against President Trump. That's their goal. That's their agenda. They're race baiting like no tomorrow. So band.video. I want to thank everyone for coming and watching tonight. This is my very first night. I got butterflies, believe it or not. I mean, I've done so many videos. I have butterflies, believe it or not. So, all right. So I'm going to head back on into the studio and get ready for Kevin. We got more clips for you. We'll see you in a minute. Band.video. 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 Make sure you go check it out. Band.video. This is so wonderful. It's so awesome. I have the privilege to be here. Share this with everybody you know. Share it with everyone you know. Please join me. Join me. Help me reach more people. Because the opportunity that God has blessed me with, I get to reach more people and don't have to worry. Well, not too much. But I don't have to worry about them stopping me from getting the message out. My name is Will Johnson. This is FirePowerNews.com. God bless you. We'll see you in a minute.
Johnson.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Firepowernews.com. All right, so I think we're still trying to get our guest on Skype. Okay, he's ready. So this gentleman, like I was telling you in the last segment there, Kevin's Corner. This guy is phenomenal. And you know what? The Democrats, the liberals, the leftists, the progressives, all of them on the left, they hate to see what he has to say. They hate to see anyone that is not what they deem to be okay to say what he's saying. So without further ado, let's bring on Kevin from Kevin's Corner. What's going on, Kevin?
What's up, Will? It's good to see you, man. I'm glad you're doing big things. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, you know what? I give all the credit and I give all the glory to God.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what you need to do, man, because none of us got here on our own. But I'm excited to be on your show. I really am.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. So let me ask you. So you've seen where they talked about President Trump, and we played this clip earlier, and I'm going to play this clip for you again. And it's going to be number 13. If y'all can play this for him, the number 13, where President Trump is talking about the jobs for African-Americans, what he says, you know, for the black community, and how it has been the best for this country. But they don't want people to realize it, and they don't want people to know that what he is doing, the policies he's putting in place, is benefiting not just black people, but everybody.
Right.
So let's play this clip, and then we're going to get Kevin's opinion on it.
It was just announced that we had a record-setting jobs report for the month of August, and African-American jobs were the lowest unemployment rate in the history of our country. Likewise, Hispanic job report just came out. Lowest unemployment rate in the history of our country. The women are doing great. Asians also lowest in the history of our country. It's incredible what's happening. Our economy is strong. Our country is great. We've never been in a better position. More people are working today in the United States than at any time in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. So to all fellow American citizens, I say one simple word. Congratulations.
Do you think this is part of the main reason why they're saying President Trump is racist, because he's doing all of these things that's helping black people? Because, you know, they don't want us voting for him.
Absolutely. You know, it comes down to this. The Democrats, since they have no platform and life basically is good in America, they have to create a problem. In other words, they're making people mad for nothing. And their whole platform revolves around divisiveness. They cannot allow Americans to actually view America as one group, one nation, one body. They can't do that because their whole platform revolves around divide and conquer. So with the black community, they are somehow able to deflect the attention away from all of the positive things that the president has done, not only for America, but also for the black community. They want him to be demonized for the simple fact if we have the ability to see him for what he is and all the things he's doing for the country, then, of course, they're out of business. So, you know, they go back to the old well, which is make sure that all black people look at Donald Trump, or for that much, almost any conservative or Republican, as racist. That's the number one go-to. And what bothers me about that, Will, is that many black people, unfortunately, will overlook their self-interest, and one word will distract them from looking at all of the benefits that come from his presidency. They can look at their 401k, they can look at their job stability, all of those things, and then all the Democrats or the liberal media has to do is throw out racism, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, everything else goes right out the window.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, you're right. Let me ask you this. Why is it you think that black people keep falling for that? I mean, it's not that we don't understand it. I'm talking about the black community as a whole. It's not that we don't see it. And it's been happening for year after year, decade after decade, and we still keep doing it. Why do you think black people just, oh, you know what? I know it's like that, but I'm just going to stick with, you know, with them because they tickle my ears. Why?
Disinformation and information operations. Gaslight. when you look at all of the resources that are used to keep the black community and black people as a whole in that mind frame, it's a well-oiled machine. So what they do is they make sure they reinforce all of the narratives because they control the majority of entertainment, the majority of the media, all of these things. So if you suppress information, like, for example, I've told black people, look at the history of the Democratic Party. Look at all of the things they did to stop civil rights movement. Look at Lyndon B. Johnson and how he was a real racist in the White House, not unlike what they're claiming Donald Trump is.
Right.
I will bring up all of those facts. And even with all of that information, I would hear some black people say, well, I don't care. I still say you're racist. I'm still voting for the Democrats. Because all of the stereotypes or all of the narratives about Republicans and Trump and all of that stuff is constantly being reinforced through all of these other outlets. Then the second thing I think is because they've employed a simple tactic that I always tell black people. They use the same tactic in slavery. The first line of defense, once you get all the slaves to comply and stay on the plantation, the first line of defense is not the slave master or the overseers, it's other slaves. So what ends up happening is when you do start getting black people who say, man, I was thinking about being free, then what happened is those overseers are the first people to check you and make you get back in line. I know many black people right now, they were afraid to admit that they voted for Donald Trump. And they're afraid to admit that they're going to vote for him again because of the overwhelming attacks that comes first from black people. It's a repeated cycle. And until that starts to balance out, you'll always have a few brave minorities like ourselves who will fight and swim upstream against the current. But there's a whole bunch of them that says, even if I wanted to get free, I don't want to take the social attacks, persecution, backlash from vocalizing.
You're absolutely right. And not only that, it comes from family members. It comes from friends. It comes from co-workers. It comes from people on the out on the street. If you're wearing a Trump hat, a MAGA hat, I mean, there's no ending to it. They don't stop at it at all. And it's just, it's just so amazing that so many black people, they know that what the Democrats have been doing to them. And you know, I was on Trump's feed and I like to trigger liberals and I'm on Trump's Twitter feed, right? And I put this thing out there and I said, 36% of the black community supports you, President Trump. And that's a low number because there was an article a year ago in USA Today of all places where it straight up showed 36% of the black community is supporting President Trump. And a lot of people don't even realize that they put that out there. So I put that tweet out there under Trump's comment. And then a whole bunch of black people started attacking me. And then, of course, you have white liberals. They're attacking me, too, because they don't want black people to lead the plantation. Then you got black people don't want other black people to lead the plantation. So they're all attacking me. And then I throw the article at them. And then because it's USA Today, they like, oh, but then they go, this old. I said, I know. That's why I said that's a low number. The number is actually higher, and they can't stand it. And I hit them with the facts, hit them with the truth, and they get so triggered, and then they start calling me all of the colorful names. So, hey, after this break, I want to talk about how long you've been doing the videos and how often do you get the colorful, gestures that's thrown at you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about because it happens to all of us. You're a free-thinking black man. Of course, they got to shut you down. They want to say something. And then we talk about your Facebook page, how we first connected with each other, all right? All right, my name is Will Johnson. This is FirePowerNews.com. We'll be right back after this message. Stay tuned. Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. This is FirePowerNews.com. All right. We have Kevin's Corner. Kevin, thank you again for coming on with me. This is such an honor to have you here. The first time we connected was over Facebook. You put out a post. Do you remember that post?
In fact, I was asked to go down to Columbus, the Black Republican office down there. I guess they called me. They saw a video I did, and I made a couple posts on Facebook. But people was kind of, I didn't go in too hard when I first put my first couple little nuggets out there. But when I went down to Columbus and I did a live video, they uploaded it live on my feed. And man, Will, I've never received that type of attacks. Now, these were supposed to be people who were my Facebook friends. Some of them was my real friends. Mm-hmm. I had on there saying some things that had nothing to do with politics. One girl said, F my mama. I said, what my mama got to do with this? What does my mama got to do? That's how mad she was. Girls was, you know, I had girls on there talking about, girl, please, he's too hot to be a Republican. It's almost like they would rather take the worst type of Black man than a Black Republican. But I also remember soon after the Calvary came, and you were in that Calvary. And man, that timeline heated up so much to where I had people inbox me, because see, one thing liberals can't deal with is facts. Uh-huh. They cannot stand facts. Their arguments fall apart when you start hitting them with facts and reasoning and logic. So what do they revert to? Calling you a bunch of names, saying you this and that. And that's exactly what happened. And because the people who were defending me stuck to their guns, what ended up happening is the people on that feed that started off attacking me, they all tiptoed out like they was in church, man. Excuse me. And I had people inboxing me, telling me to unfriend y'all. I'm like, these are the same people who came to my rescue and y'all attacked me and you want me to unfriend them? It's not happening.
You know, it's just like President Trump. President Trump is doing positive things for the country. So then they start calling him racist. You start speaking positive because, you know, it's not that we want Black people to be victims. We want Black people to be victorious. I mean, same thing with everybody. Everyone who loves this country, we want everybody to be victorious. And that's what President Trump want. So they start calling him names. You start speaking up. They start calling you names. They call me names as well. So let me play this clip from Don Lemon real quick for you. This is going to be number one. Don Lemon. Yeah. Let's play this clip from Don Lemon, number one, and I want to get your take on it.
Okay.
But it didn't start under this president, and the numbers actually declined much stronger under the former president. How do Black voters in 2020 weigh these low employment numbers against the president's racist behavior, Joseph? Charlottesville, slamming Baltimore, rodent infested, and, you know, go on and on.
Look, I think we have the numbers and then we have the message, right? The numbers, to your point, are encouraging. I think that, again, no one gives...
More of that, keep going, right?
Yeah, so we need more of that, but I think the message is something that does not resonate with Black communities and brown communities simply because of the rhetoric that has come out of the White House. And so I think I said almost 2 years ago to the day on this program that if someone spits in your face and then hands you a napkin, you don't get to say thank you.
Seriously? Do you hear this? Yeah, I see. I mean, go ahead. Give your take on it.
First of all, there were two falsehoods that were just spoken by Don Lemon. Secondly, the only rhetoric that is dividing the country is coming out of the media. Example was the fact that Don Lemon started off talking about, he referenced Charlottesville and he referenced Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are taken out of context and they keep this narrative going in the media. And unfortunately, they rely on a low viewer IQ. They rely on people that are so hooked on CNN and believe them because they're supposed to be the trusted news that they won't go and look up the actual statements that were being made and put things in proper context. So when you hear this over and over again, when they're misquoting the president, when they are continuing these false narratives, they're relying on that audience that refuse to accept the truth or look up the information themselves. And that's what keeps everything so divisive.
Yeah, you're right. And they know for the most part, most people are not going to go out and look up the truth because they think they're getting the truth from the fake news media. They believe it. So I have another one I want to bring up to your attention. This is number 18, where David Hogg's on gun control, right? This is basically the whole gun control thing. So if we can cue that one up, number 18, let's play that one and I'm going to get his opinion on it.
Why people feel that it is more American to pick up a gun because you're afraid of what you don't know than it is to actually explore what you don't know and have the courage to actually address that. Because I would personally argue that peace is patriotic, right? Loving your fellow Americans is patriotic.
You're talking about peace is patriotic. Seriously? If they take all of our guns away, then we're not going to have any peace. Seriously, that's exactly what they want. You know what? Gun control is the same control that they want over black people. You know, when the NRA teamed up with the Republicans originally, they gave weapons to black people to protect themselves from the Democrat KKK party. And even today, the Democrats are still butthurt because the Republicans and the NRA did that. And ever since then, they've been trying to shut down the NRA. And a lot of black people don't even realize it.
Yeah. Just like a lot of black people don't realize that Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood to keep the population of black people under a certain
exactly.
amount.
And then when you tell these black people this, they tell you to shut up.
Yeah, exactly. That's their go-to. And you know what it is? Well, there's a couple things on that. First of all, the Democrats, we all know, man, for their policies make no sense on face value. And if they are ever to implement those policies and implement socialism and globalism, they know there's going to be that population that's just not going to happen. And that population are all of these people in America who believe in the First and Second Amendment. Those two things are standing in the way of the Democrats' agenda. Mm. That's why they're always hinting around to altering the First and Second Amendment. And they're slick with it because they play on words. They start yeah. off saying things like, well, they word association. If a gun shooting or a mass shooting takes place, they will say, okay, if it's an AR-15, let's talk about the AR-15 and keep referencing it as an assault rifle. Then you start hearing them change the language after people associate the AR-15 as an assault rifle. It goes from assault rifle to an assault weapon.
Mm,
and yeah. if people aren't careful, they'll be thinking, because see, the Democrats are slick with their words, their verbiage. They say things like, we don't want open borders, but we do want to decriminalize people that come across the border.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But that's their tactics. That's what they all do. They all do the same thing over and over. And it's been working until President Trump came along, and it just disrupted everything. So, hey, in 20 seconds, tell everyone how they connect with you, and thank you for coming on with me.
Hey, man, no problem. You can find me on Facebook under Kevin's Corner. You can also find me on YouTube by just typing in Kevin's Corner. And you'll see all of the ways you can contact me via email, my live videos, the dates, times, everything. You'll be able to see it if you just go to Kevin's Corner on YouTube or Kevin Corner on Facebook, and it'll give you all the links to reach me.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Honor, thank you so much. Thank you for the privilege of coming on with me. All right, everybody, we'll be right back. This is firepowernews.com.
Weekdays from 7 and 9 p.m. Central Time, only at BAM.video.
Firepower. 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 Firepower.
What's going on? Thank you for returning. Thank you for sharing BAM.video. Yes, BAM.video. Share that. Now, the next guest I'm having on, his name is ABL. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know exactly who he is. ABL, just like Kevin's Corner and Tom Pepper, they're all on fire for this country. They are on fire for this country. And we want to talk to everyone who loves this country and who's on fire for this country. They're doing their part to try to bring awareness. And Anthony B. Logan goes by ABL. He's primarily a political YouTuber. He's on social media. I like to say the socialist media. He's on there as well as I am. But he speaks out, and a lot of people hate what he has to say too. So without further ado, let's bring on ABL. Are you there? Do we have
him? I'm right here. How's everything?
Okay, good, good, good. Hey, you know what? Thank you for coming on with me. It's a real honor and pleasure to have you on with me.
Oh, no doubt, man. This is great, man. Like, the setup is nice, man. It's wonderful. I like the whole thing you got going on already.
Thank you so much. You know what? I've been blessed. I've been blessed by God to have the opportunity to do this and just keep moving forward and keep doing everything I can, you know? So it's just wonderful. And it's a blessing to have you on here with me to talk about it. This is my first episode of Firepower, and it's absolutely wonderful to have you here with me. So let me just jump right into it. You know, we're black males, you know, different shades of black, but we're still considered black males. You know, the Democrats made that one drop blood that's, you know, just went on. But anyways, I have some clips that I want to play for you. And, you know, they keep saying that it's black people don't support President Trump. And if you do support President Trump, that you're lost or you're mentally unstable if you're a black person and you support President Trump. And I know you've heard it too. You get the leftists, they hate because you speak out as well. You know, so just briefly tell us what you know. I know you can't get to some of the stuff that's been happening, but tell us what you can. This happened to you.
Oh, it's been a whole lot of things that happened. I mean, just a general thing every day. You get the whole, oh, you're Uncle Tom, you're a coon, you're a house N-word. All these different things. It's a lot of racist rhetoric that comes from the left, but they're the ones that tell me, hey, the right, they're the racists. They are the ones that are out to get you. You know, the white man's under your bed with a noose ready to hang you at any moment's notice. But it only seems like the racism actually comes from the left in real life. You know, they'll say one thing, but a different thing is actually true. So that's pretty much what it is. It's a lot of projection going on from the racist left against us over on the right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I have this clip I want to play for you. This is number 15. This is Van Jones, and he's race baiting. He was at a barber shop, and you know how he normally does. And he let's just go ahead to this clip, number 15, and then I'm gonna get ABL's opinion on it.
What role are we gonna wind up playing? Trump keeps saying he's got the black folks on his side. He's saying that unemployment for black folks is low. He's doing criminal justice. Why not give him a chance? How do young black men in Michigan hear it when Trump says stuff like that?
Frankly, I think Trump's playing a game of, like, manipulation. He's been blatantly racist and not for the black community.
Do you see it the same way?
I do. Trump is extremely racist. And I think that it's not just about black men. It's all people of color. You know, I think some people talked about giving him a chance. I think that chance is over.
Donald Trump says he's the least racist person ever. Who, based on that, is willing to give him at least a chance to consider voting for him? Okay, lowest black unemployment in the history of black people, according to Donald Trump. Who's willing to give him a chance? Why are you not willing to get Donald Trump a chance?
Okay, stop it there. So, ABL, you've seen this. We've been to the White House. Do you think if Van Jones went to the White House with all the black people there in the White House and he asked that question, how many hands do you think he would have saw go up? And there was over 400 people there at one time.
Oh, if he went to the White House with us and he asked us that question, oh, you pretty much see every single hand in the room jump up because we're not afraid. That's one thing about that clip you saw. I'm willing to bet that some of them in that particular crowd may want to vote for Trump or give him a chance. Maybe, but others in that group are being like, no, you can't do that because why? Oh, you're a coon, you're a Tommy, you're a sellout. This is a social pressure that's against people that would kind of prevent them from coming out and speaking publicly like many of us who are not afraid would do.
No, you're absolutely right. They do. It's like a scare tactic that they've always done to try to get black people to vote a certain way. And they've done it ever since black people could vote. And, you know, because they go out and they terrorize you, you better vote a certain way or we're going to attack you and do all this stuff to you. And guess what? Most black people are like, okay, we'll just do it. I have another clip that I want to play for you. This is number 6. This is CNN where they're on there. Let's play it. And then I'm going to get an ABL's opinion on when we come back.
Brittany, we've just learned that the president is heading to Baltimore on Thursday to speak at a Republican conference there. And that's significant because that's the same city he famously called a rat and rodent infested mess not that long ago. What do you think? Interesting choice? A very interesting choice. Of course, the president will have a lot to answer for in Baltimore. It's only about 45 minutes from Washington, D.C. And I'm curious to see what Democrats and what Democrats show up around his rally. You're going to see lots of anger in Baltimore. There's definitely lots of emotion in Baltimore. And look, Baltimore is a very complicated city. It can't be reduced to, you know, one phrase or one tweet. And I am also really curious what Republicans might be coming out and saying, hey, look, President Trump, this seems a bit anti-ethical or hypocritical to your message beforehand.
They're trying to say, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. They're trying to make it look like President Trump is the only one that's racist here. And they're the ones, it's the fake news media that's constantly pushing all of this race-baiting stuff. We wouldn't have racial issues in this country if we didn't have the left.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. And the mainstream media are pretty much in bed with the left in more ways than one. You know, you're married to somebody, you are related to somebody that's in the media that's also in politics on the left. So it's a really kind of strange thing to have going on. Like I said earlier, they want to project all of what they're doing onto us. And as far as the whole rat and rodent infestant comment, Elijah Cummings said the exact same thing like 20 years ago, and it was not a big deal. You had the former mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, last year talking about how she could smell the rats and all the animals and whatnot in Baltimore on camera on the news in the middle of the day. So These people actually understand what's going on. But anytime Trump says a thing that could be considered racist by some random person that wants to be offended, they take the opportunity to jump on that and change the entire narrative, all because the media wants that to be the case.
See, what it is, the Democrats expect black people to live in these conditions and not complain about it and not say anything about it. And then what happens, the Democrats will go to these rat infested conditions and say, oh, it's because of Republicans you're in this situation, but we're not going to do anything to help you, but you need to keep living like this. And remember, because we told you it was Republicans that did this, you need to vote for us because we're here for you. The black people, we're here for you, black women, which we all know is not true, but they still do it. And I was talking to Kevin's Corner, and it's like black people just keep falling in the same thing over and over. And then when you have someone black, such as yourself, such as myself, that stop thinking the way they want us to think, and we get off the plantation, then we're sellouts. We're coons. We're trying to be white. We're trying to be all of these things.
That's right.
And it's completely crazy. So, hey, after this break, I want to play another clip from you with Steve Harvey. Where I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a beautiful clip with Steve Harvey. It's like he got that moment where he woke up. It's like, oh, wait a minute. What is this? All I did was talk to the man. And then all I'm going to sell out and get all of this stuff. You know, it happens like that for a lot of black people. It happens for a lot of black people that way because they had to see it for themselves to have that awakening. All right, this is Firepower News. We'll be right back after this message with ABL. Welcome back. I have ABL, Anthony B. Logan. You can find him on Twitter at Anthony B. Logan. Anthony, thank you again for coming on with me. So like I was saying before we went out to the last break, there's a video that I want you to see. And you may have seen it, but a lot of people haven't seen this. This is with Steve Harvey, where he had it's like this whole wake-up moment that he didn't realize that all the hate. See, he wasn't receiving the hate before then because, you know, he's a comedian. People just laugh at his jokes and stuff. And he made a very, very, very good point. So let's go to that clip. And then I want to get ABL's views on it.
Transition team gets in touch with the Obama transition team. My name come up. So on January 13th, they asked me to come to Trump Towers to meet with Donald Trump. Now, the hell I caught the sheer misery for making that decision. I've been so many coons, Uncle Tom, sellouts.
See? Listen to that.
I was stunned. I mean, the brutality of what happened to me on social media behind visiting that man in Trump Towers, it was alarming. But I'm sitting up in here and I'm trying to figure out, because you don't know, so since you don't know, here come the hate. Uncle Tom, sellout, coon, Steve Harvey, shoe shining, celebrity friends I thought I was really cool with, coming out talking about he ought to know better. What the hell wrong with him? Whoa. If President Obama, the current president, and the incoming president say they won't talk to you, which one of you ain't going up there? Just raise your hand if you wouldn't go, so I can see how stupid you are. But just go ahead. I just want to see. This is what I be really wanting to say. See, I can't say none of this in front of another group, but since it's us in here, oh, I've been wanting to say this since January 13th. You better believe this right here. I've been waiting on the right crowd. Well, I'm in front of a bunch of friends right now. So see, I can say this because I'm around a bunch of friends. You understand? Friendship is essential to the soul.
Yep, he's around people that think like him. He's around people who are off the plantation. He's around people who love this country. And you know what? He's absolutely right. I didn't care for Obama. I still don't care for Obama, but had I got an invite to the White House, I would have gone. Don't mean I'm gonna start supporting Obama. These people that somehow, I'm not going to the White House because President Trump is racist. He's not racist. This is a wake up moment for like Steve Harvey and so many people. And see, even Steve Harvey, he said he waited for this moment to be able to talk about it. Someone was recording it because he received all that hate. Some people can't take it all. Some people don't even like it.
Yeah, that whole thing. I mean, he definitely had kind of a red pill moment right there because of all the hate that he got. You know, he probably hadn't been on that side of that level of hatred before. Like you said, he had been a comedian. He had said things that could quote unquote offend somebody before. And it was never really a big problem until he went to Trump Tower and or the White House. Like you said, Obama wants to have him do that. Trump wants to have him to do that. I was like, okay, I'm going to go do it. Why not? Why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're an American, if you love the country and you want to actually make a difference, why wouldn't you go do something like that? I mean, if you're just refusing the trip because you think Trump is a racist, I mean, you're not even really thinking with your brain. And Trump did not become a racist until he ran for president as a conservative. If he were to run, if he were to run as a Democrat, it wouldn't even be a problem because before he ran for president, everybody loved him.
Had he ran as a Democrat, then Stormy Daniels would have never came to light because they were like, oh, we don't need to talk about that. And, you know, had he ran from a Democrat, then Russia would have never been involved because then it'd be like, oh, well, you know, he did joke around and say, if you had the emails, release them. You know, none of that would take in place. There wouldn't be no coup had he ran as a Democrat. But because he ran as a Democrat, which in the past because he ran as a Republican, and just like Republicans in the past have helped black people more than Democrats have, that's why they have to destroy him. They don't want people to know. And if black people really want to get back to their roots, they will go back to the Republican Party.
That's right. That was our safe place for a very long time. I mean, the Republican Party were abolitionists. The first president of the Republican Party was Abraham Lincoln. And what did he do? He freed the slaves. Now, some would say, oh, he had reasons for doing it. It doesn't even matter. The fact is that he did it. The first Republican president, but the Democrats didn't want to do that. The Democrats were in favor of Jim Crow, segregation, the Ku Klux Klan. I could go on and on and on. And until today, you got the Planned Parenthood. They've killed over 20 million black babies since 1973, Roe v. Wade. And find me a Democrat that is against abortion. I'll wait. You're probably not going to be able to do it in your lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? They said Lincoln, he only freed the slaves because he didn't want to lose the war. You know what? Be honest with you. If that was his only reason, I'm glad he did that because he needed to win the war. And it's that American flag that is flying today that is the reason that why we have the freedoms that we have today. Had the Democrats had won during the Civil War, we would not have the freedoms. You and I would not have this conversation today. Had the That's Democrats right. won then. And the Democrats, now they come around and turn around and lie trying to say about all the white people. And one of the things that I brought up before is that during the Underground Railroad, and I asked them this question, I said, how many people owned the homes to the Underground Railroad and what were they? You know, and they look at me and they don't want to answer that question because then they're going to have to say it was white people.
That's right. You know, that's right. It was white folks in the North and the South that Thank were abolitionists. You. They were against slavery.
Yes.
And they helped us escape. They kept us in their homes and hid us away from the slave catchers. That was the reality.
Exactly.
They don't want to talk about that. They think it was just Harriet Tubman by herself. No, she had help. A lot of them, majority, white people.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, ABL, you got to come on with me again sometime in the future. It's been a real honor to have you come on with me on my very first episode here. It's an honor and pleasure. So tell everyone how they can connect with you and find out more about you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Go to my website. That's anthonyblogan.com. That is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, the letter B, L-O-G-A-N. Go to the YouTube page. That's youtube.com/A-L-O-G-E. If you just search Anthony Brian Logan everywhere, my Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, everything comes right on up.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. You know, hopefully the left won't do exactly what they want to do and get everyone banned on these platforms, because I've been told that we're kryptonite to the Democrat Party. We're kryptonite because we don't exist. I had this one person tell me, you're a unicorn. I'm like, what is that? And at first, what is that? And they said, because you're not real. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So, hey, thanks again for coming on with me. It's been an honor and pleasure.
Hey, man, great to be with you, man. Love to set up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. This is the first episode. We did have some issues, but you know what? The people working in the control room are so awesome. They know how to handle all of this. I want to say this. Because of them, I've been able to do everything that I've been able to do, and we've been so successful to make this happen. So I'm asking everyone to go to band.video. Go to band.video. Yes, band.video. Go to band.video and share all of the videos. Share them all. The guys in the production room have done so much to make all of this happen. And I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful to be here. It's been such an honor, such a pleasure. Band.video to have this opportunity to reach so many people and to show the truth what's really happening. To say that we are on fire for America. And me, myself, I want to be on fire for God. This is what it's all about. This is what it's about right here. The time is now. 2020 is coming. It's going to come up really quick. And if we don't get on fire for this country, we're going to lose it. It's going to be gone. We're not going to have a country for our family and our children. It's not going to happen any longer. My name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. Thank you. And I will see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. God bless. 40 seconds. It's all good.
We're in California have been suffering too long for under the Democratic Party.
People are still being censored. The shadow banning's taking place. Why is Google trying to change the outcome of the 2020 election?
You're approaching me.
Trump supposed to be racist. Why he treating us all nice like that?
You know, I'm going to give you a hug because I appreciate you.
If he's not your president, then you're an illegal resident.
If you're pro-American, if you're pro-Trump, then that goes against their community standards. I like triggering liberals.